Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Once again, everybody, and welcome to the Eric Angel Podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. So cool to have you here, and I will be actually at Impact Power Sports coming up tomorrow for a live appearance at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Just head over there. I should be there at about 10 a.m. with all four dogs, because immediately after that, I am heading up to beautiful Fear Bunker North. So swing on by and walk one of my dogs. Like, you can actually walk one of the dogs. It's cool to go there to just hang out and test drive one of their fantastic pieces of equipment that I know Nick loves. Nick in the arena, he has several pieces of their equipment. He's like their number one purchaser right there. So there you go. Check that out, and I will be there starting at 10 a.m., probably hang out till about noon. Free popcorn. So thank you so much. That's like the old school radio remote. You say, yeah, hey, I'll be broadcasting live. I need not forget the very first live radio remote that I did on WBBL. I was starting to have a feeling that the show was not going to work on that radio station. And they hired me to do a live broadcast at it's amazing to me that the business even spent money advertising on the radio. But it was a company that they would sell like the type of pants that you, it, all they sell is pants. Of course, pants always haunts me. You go there and you buy the type of pants that you would buy if you like are an EMT or a fireman or paramedic or you, I don't know. They got a bunch of pockets on them. There's a business somewhere, I don't know if it's still open, in Grand Rapids, where you can go buy those types of pants. And so this fucking company advertises on the radio, hey, get your pants. If you're an EMT at EMT Pants Emporium or some shit. And so they, yeah, hey, we want Eric Zane to do a live broadcast. And it's like on a Friday. So I, you know, I get there. I got the station van. And I've got, you know, shit to give away, like bumper stickers, maybe a t-shirt. And I get there and not one person showed up. Well, I take it back. One person did show up. The only person that showed up was a guy who's now dead. His name is Rick Jekyll. Like Jekyll and Hyde, Rick Jekyll. And I know that because Rick Jekyll used to be a star football player for the University of Michigan back in the day, like in the early 1970s. And after he got done playing football at Michigan, he came back to Grand Rapids and proceeded to get drunk every day of his life up to the day he died. So he was kind of known in the community as town drunk Rick Jekyll. And this drunk fuck comes walking down the street, and I see him coming. I go, oh, Christ, it's Jekyll. God damn it. And he's shit-faced. And it's like 1 minute after the remote starts. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I got to put up with this guy. And, you know, he's blotto. He's completely bombed. He probably hadn't had a drink in 3 years. But, you know, sometimes you get to a point where it's like passing a singularity in a black hole. There's just no going back. It's your black hole reference of the day. So I got to put up with him blathering and... Is there anything worse than dealing with a drunk? Because drunks always think that, like, they're fine. But they're far from it. And they're the most annoying people on the planet. Oh, God. Anyway, so that was a goddamn nightmare. That was one of many signs that told me, yeah, this is just not going to work. This is not going to work. I'll never forget, when I signed on BBL, you get ratings every month. They're called trends. And the first trend that we got, like BBL had been statistically like in Grand Rapids, like 15th or 16th place. And, you know, usually like a one or a two share. So again, for those of you keeping score at home, if you have 100 radios turned on, each radio is a percentage point. We had 1 or 2% of those radios on. Nobody gave a shit. I signed on, and I thought I was hot shit because the first month, I was immediately went from like 15th, 16th in morning drive to second in 1 month. And second, I was trailing Freebird and Hot Wings. I'm like, oh my God, that fucking happened. It's great. It's dream come true. And so that happened. and I'm all hot shit, you know? For 1 month, I felt so good. And then month two hit. Nobody's listening. Horrible. Right back in the dumper. And I'm like, oh no. Oh, boy. So I think they just listened out of curiosity. And then it quickly went away. I was like, oh, God. Damn it. Fuck. Now what? That was what? April? Wait, January? It was April of 16. I made it to April of 17, April of 18. That's 2 years. I made it 2 years, 8 months before they said, yeah, sorry. I'll never forget the intense pressure when I started because Cartwright, he agreed to hire me. And this is the type of pressure that he put me under the day I signed on there. He goes, you better be good because if this doesn't work, you're done and I'm done. We're all done. Well, that's fucking horrible. A horrible experience from the very beginning. The only thing good about that experience was Ben Glaze, in my opinion. And to an extent, Billy Simonson. Slim Pickens says, what do you remember of Tommy Rumble? I don't know what that is. I mean, I might. Excuse me. But you have to refresh my memory. And by the way, Slim Pickens is on YouTube. So I don't think that you folks that are in the chat on Twitch can see what that person is writing. So Jeremy says, no pressure. You only have someone else's job on your shoulders. I felt really alone there. You know, that was one thing I didn't count on. When I started working at BBL, I didn't realize, I mean, there was only one person that I actually knew there, Crystal in the office. So I'd go there and I would just sit there and talk to her and try to like feel some degree of normalcy. But knowing deep down inside that it's just not going to work. And I tried not to listen to that, you know, and then, but it just... was not meant to be. Just not meant to be. I don't think I was ready for that type of gig, frankly. Slim says, now the name Rick Rumble. I know who Rick Rumble is. Rick Rumble's a radio guy that I think had been in Grand Rapids, and then he made a name for himself in another town. And quite popular. That's what I remember about. I remember Rick Rumble from those radio camps that Greg used to make us go to. God, did I hate those fucking things. I hated those. Terrible. All right, I don't know how the hell I got onto this topic. I'll tell you this, though. Today is the 1,400th Eric Zane Show podcast. Right here. So we've laced it up that many times, laced it up and strapped it on. If the voice sounds funny, I'm going through a bit of a flux right now with my voice. I keep getting the urge to clear my throat. I started to lose it yesterday, and if it happens again, I'll pull the plug again. I'll let you know though that since I've been up at 5:30 since 5:30 this morning, I had to do the radio show on Q100 from right here. And I also, while that show is going on, so I like talk on the radio on Q100 and then play some songs. And then when the songs are playing, I'm then voice tracking on Grand Rapids Big 101.3, the oldies station. So a lot of talking this morning already. And I went ahead and voice tracked three shows. I did today's show, I did tomorrow's evening show, and Sunday's evening show. Why am I telling you this? Because I've already been talking a lot. Now, for me, whenever I do start to lose my voice like this, if I start to feel actual pain, then I absolutely will stop. Because I know that if I don't listen to that, I risk actually losing my voice. And guess what? I need it tonight. I'm doing PA work for the Grand Rapids Griffins. So I gotta be smart about this. And in order to do that, if I talk the way I am right now, normally, and don't do any stupid impressions and shit like that, I'll probably be okay. If I clear my throat too hard, I probably might not be okay. So, yeah, that's all in play. It's amazing. You can voice track three entire afternoon drive radio shows in the span of 1 hour. Amanda is here for the first time in quite some time. She's in like this flux where her daughter, her beloved daughter, is relocating to like another state. And I think Amanda is actually in the process right now of getting the young one over there. And, you know, she's a regular on this show. And she, yeah, as I see right now, she's actually on the way right now. She's on I-80 in Nebraska. And I believe that the child, the daughter, hold on. Her name begins with an M. Is it Miranda? I think it's Miranda, right? She is moving to, I believe it's Colorado. Mariah, God damn it! So embarrassing. I bet you're laughing about that. Yesterday, Halloween, the neighbor kids, this one kid, his name is Ryder. He's the kid that mowed the lawn, and I gave him $10, and which is cheap. And then I said, "Hey, if you and the kids ever want, you and your brother and sister ever want to go in the pool," and that's where you guys started accusing me of being like a pedophile. Now I had said that to the kid, but the neighbor kids had already taken over the pool. I had no say in this. Diana said, "Everybody, come on over." So then the kids start calling me Mr. Pop Pop. Let's go swim in Mr. Pop Pop's pool. It's a great summer. They play baseball all day in the street or whatever. And then they go and they swim. And then you all had been suggesting that I was a neighborhood child molester and said all this crazy shit about me, which is not true. Well, anyway, this kid, I go, "Hey, buddy, yeah, if you want to, you know, everybody else swims." I know that all sounds weird as hell. Well, he goes home and he says to his mom, who then texts me, that the kid is referring to me as Rich Eric. And she said, "Why do you think Mr. Eric is rich?" And she goes, "Because he gave me $10 and he's got a pool." Now, he's right. Okay, so he's a smart kid. You know, this is a 7, 8, 9-year-old kid. And so now the whole summer is spent. Can we go to Rich Eric's house? And mom says, "Well, you don't call him Rich Eric. Call him Mr. Pop Pop." And he's like, "No, I want to call him Rich Eric." Now, I got a text from mom. Hold on a second here. about this exact thing because Halloween is coming. And I told you that Diana gets full-size candy bars. Ryder just said, Rich Eric's wife gave out full-size Sour Patch Kids last year. He's still rich, so you think she will again? And she writes, you are still known as Rich Eric, LOL, LOL. I said, yes, she is giving away full-size candy this year. Well, that word fucking spread because I'm out walking the dogs and I get a text from Diana and she goes, several of the children in the neighborhood, as they get the candy, they'll then walk off the porch and they're in awe. And then several times, children who I've never seen before are saying, yeah, this is Rich Eric's house. So Ryder has spread the word to the youth in the neighborhood that Diana has given away all this giant candy. Well, she says that while I'm walking, she goes, you won't believe the amount of kids that are here. And I, sure enough, there's a line. I go, oh, fuck. So the word is spread, and quickly the candy's gone. The kids ate it all. So then you've got kids showing up, and she has now smaller size backup candy. And she's giving away the backup candy. And she said, Diana says to me, in fact, I should bring her on to discuss this. Because she's home today. Lucky me. Lucky us, you know? How great is that? Legendary Pooh Bear making an appearance. Hello, is this Pooh Bear?
Yes.
Welcome on your day off.
Yes.
You indicated to me via text that several kids were walking away from the house and they had a certain name for me. What was that name?
Rich Eric's house.
So Ryder had spread the word about us.
Yes. That we give away the, you know, the full size candy bars.
Now this is all
we've
you.
Done
this
that for
is
years.
Not me. This is not me.
Right. This is me because I'm carrying on the tradition of what my dad used to do.
Now, didn't your dad give like giant candy to the neighborhood kids? But if any of them were like black, he wouldn't.
No, that's not true. Don't be a you know what.
You can say it.
Cock.
I understand there was one child who arrived late and then could not get the big candy and even asked a question, right?
Yes.
What did the kid say?
He said, what did he say? I thought this was the house that gave away the big ones or something like that. I go, well, it is. He goes, did you run out? I go, yes, we did. You have to get here early.
Did he ask if this is Rich Eric's house?
No, he didn't say that. He just said, is this the house with big...
Okay, so...
I heard this is the one with the big...
Yeah, you got it.
So the word is officially out, so...
Yes, I know it. That's remarkable. So do you think this year there was a marked increase in children to the house?
Yes, but that could be for a couple reasons, because last year, we were the only ones in the cul-de-sac, I think, giving out candy for whatever reason. I think the other two houses were taking their kids or whatever. And usually next door doesn't participate, but they participated this year. So there's actually four houses in our cul-de-sac participating. So it was more worth it to make the way over here than if it was just one house.
You mean Matt and Renee participated?
Yeah.
They did.
Lauren and her boyfriend did. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of houses that are really Jesus-y.
Right.
And I guess that's against, I guess it says in the Bible, thou shalt not celebrate Halloween.
I don't know if those are the exact words, but yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nonsense.
It is.
It's silly.
Yeah, and then remember the one that tried to take two?
Oh my God, yes.
Two of the big ones?
That's fantastic. I'm going to tell that story right now with you on the phone, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the house. Pooh Bear, I noticed she was vigilant when kids are on the porch saying, take one, take one. So kids are taking one. And then I'm in the kitchen and I hear, take one. I said, take one. That's not one. The kid tried to take two and you busted him.
Yeah, but I wasn't that mean. I just said, that's two. He goes, no, it's not. It's one. I go, no, that's two. And I like showed him that that was two. He goes, oh. I'm like, yeah, you knew that, you little dink.
It didn't, you may have heard it in your ears as not sounding that aggressive, but to my ears, it did.
Well, you can't take two big ones. No, you can take two little ones, but you can't take two big ones.
No, I support you being aggressive.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh, she's pissed. I mean, I've been on the receiving end of that before. That's not great.
No. This is true.
Okay. Finally, what is your prediction for the Lions and the Green Bay Packers?
Lions by 10.
I'm not making a prediction.
But I don't like to make predictions either, but I'm just going to say that for sake of saying it.
Let's just say that they're going to lose, and then we'll be pleasantly surprised if they win.
Yeah. That's kind of how we roll. It's like reverse psychology.
You know, the last time the Lions played the Packers beat the shit out of them in Detroit.
Oh, dear.
That was Thanksgiving at Charity Scam Mike's house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are. Are they good this year, too?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
The quarterback is an all-pro.
What's their record?
I think they're 5-2. Huh. Something like that. They're really good.
Are they playing in Green Bay or here?
Green Bay.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that might change things a little. I can't remember if they were here or at home.
Yeah.
Or there at home.
Okay, what is your plan for the rest of the day? You since no school, that probably feels pretty good.
Yes, it's been very busy. well, I was going to go run a couple errands, but the weather's kind of shitty out, so I think I'm just going to chill, maybe do stuff around the house.
Yeah, we got to tackle that pantry, for God's sake.
Yeah, got to cancel the pantry, got some laundry to do.
All right, and then hockey game tonight?
Then hockey game, and you got to get me there early.
Right on. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, as always, thank you, and have a nice rest of your time before I get done with this nonsense.
Sounds good.
Okay,
we'll see you soon. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Pooh Bear, Pooh Bear, oh my Pooh Bear. All right. Let's see. A lot of references to Diana talking about giving away big ones because you're all sick bastards. Chris talking about the kid on the porch trying to take two. How about zero, you little shit? You know, though, if you show any type of, like, aggression to a kid, I mean, even had there been a mom there to hear Pooh Bear say, one, you know, make sure the kid only took one. Some mom would have been so pissed off. I guess one house in the neighborhood had like adult trick-or-treating. Like you show up there and they've got chopped out lines of cocaine and pot and whiskey and, you know, beer and whatever you want in the driveway. Some of that might be exaggerated to some degree. And then one guy sees me and says, hey, because I'm out walking the dogs, you know, I'm just trying to. And Amanda says, lube. One of the neighbor guys sees me and he says, hey, man, while you're out walking the dog, they got adult beverages over there. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You don't know me well enough, do you? Can you imagine me under the influence? Be ridiculous. The guy that I was just telling you about, First of all, the kid that refers to me as Rich Eric, he's got a brother. And that kid had broken away from his brother. And then, so he didn't get the big candy bar. But I saw him out on the street with his dad. And this is so on brand. And I said, hey, how you doing? Why? And he goes, did you give away the big candy bar? I go, yeah, but we gave them all out. So sorry, buddy. And he says, oh, my God. And before that, I said to him, I go, hey, now I'm fucking it up. I go, hey, Hayden. I knew it began with an H. But he's like, the dad goes, it's Hudson. I'm like, oh, fuck. Of course I fucked that up. Nice kid, though. Great family. This whole neighborhood, the entire neighborhood, is people of that age where they're like, you know, 36 to 42. Kids are all that age. It's a wild ass scene here. And then you've got the elders. And I am on the low end of the elders. The elders are anyone from 50 to like 75. Like Tim and Mary down the street, they're old as fuck. Chain of command, if anything happens in the neighborhood, I have to run it up that flagpole and then it comes back down. That's the guy who he doesn't have any idea, but he listens to me on the oldies station. So how this works is I'll sit in here on any given morning and voice track the oldies station. Say, oh, my God, KC and the Sunshine Band on Big 101.3. I'm Eric Zane and go Lions, whatever. And then I'll be taking the dogs for a walk and 2 hours later, and Tim's got his garage open, and I hear that voice track as I walk by his house, and he's sitting there tapping his toes and working in his wood shop or whatever in the garage. Ugh. It's amazing the dynamic we have here. I don't think he has any idea, and in fact, I know he doesn't have any idea that that's me on there. I'm just the local idiot who walks his dogs and take a dump on his lawn. In the neighborhood, there is one guy who, though, everybody hates. And this is the guy who, across the street, the Beaches, have a lovely special needs daughter. And she was adopted, and she's just the sweetest thing in the world. And everybody loves her. And this is one of those it takes a village thing, because she'll constantly like playing in the street, like playing basketball, and then a car is coming down the street and somebody, one of the neighbors, will say, oh, come on, darling, get her out of the street. And occasionally she'll wander over to the neighbor's house, and it's a very tight-knit cul-de-sac, you know. But there's one cock who is not, it's like you got the cul-de-sac houses, and then there's this one dickhead who's an old fuck who lives just next to the last house on the cul-de-sac. And he's a real asshole. And this fucking dick, one day, the little girl happened to walk onto his lawn. And she's just standing there playing with a ball or something like that. And this piece of shit calls the cops. And so within minutes, the cops are there right at about the same time that mom and dad are going to go get her. And, you know, this is normal. This is every day. Every day we this is a regular thing. It's totally cool. So the cops have to do what cops do. All right. And this guy knows exactly where the child lives. All right. So as soon as that happens, it has like a ripple effect. Now, these seven households, we all want to kick his ass. So we avoid this prick at all costs because we'll end up beating the shit out of them. This guy is such a pain in the ass that he put a sign up by his mailbox. It says, keep your dogs off my property. So everybody, when they walk their dogs, they go across the street. And because he doesn't want anybody's dog peeing on his grass, let alone take a dump. So everybody just doesn't want to deal with them, so they avoid it. You know, I know you're thinking, well, EZ, he probably has his dogs go there. No, I actually don't. But I think his wife finally said, okay, get that sign out. We look like idiots. Or he maybe realized that the message was received, so he moved the sign. That happened. And then yesterday, get this. This is the windiest day we've had in a long time yesterday. I mean, it was very gusty, 30, 35 mile an hour winds. All the leaves are blowing everywhere. So anything that's on a tree is coming down. This is the time, the 2 days that it's going to happen. So this guy is such a prick about his lawn. As I'm walking the dogs, I can barely hear anything because the wind's blowing so hard in my ears. And I go, am I hearing a leaf blower? And I look, and it's him. And this asshole, as leaves blow onto his lawn, he's like blowing them off. I'm like, you know you have nothing going on in your life if all you're doing is blowing leaves off of your property during a windstorm. It's like that game you play that you see on your phone where all the zombies are running towards you and you're shooting at them and you get the plus five and you got more guys to shoot and then it's -3 and you got less guys. He's doing that in real life. And I'm like, what kind of a, you need to go volunteer somewhere. What kind of a piece of shit idiot is gonna use a leaf blower and blow leaves off the lawn while more leaves are being blown? Why don't you just wait half a day, dick, until the wind's done blowing? Then you can do it. Wow. What an uptight prick. And then he's got this stupid scooter. All right. And he gets on the scooter. And instead of like going out, he goes for a ride. But he doesn't go for a ride like out onto the open road. He rides the scooter through the goddamn neighborhood. One lap. This is a half mile. Pulls it in, parks it, and then sits in his fucking chair. It's like, God, you're a dick. You are such a dick. I don't even know this fucking asshole's name. Fuck him. And he lives right next door to like a family that has another special needs kid. And he's like, the kid is like salt of the earth. Really sweet guy. So like when he gets off the school bus, he sits there and like waves at the bus driver. He's so sweet. Everybody loves the guy. And I'm like, this guy, he's probably the type of guy who's going to like call the cops on that kid too, you know, when he like acts friendly or some shit. Tyler says, how old is this fuck? I would say 75. You know? I think that's about right. And it's like, oh, God help me if I become like that. I still want to be doing this when I'm 75. That's probably when the audience will be the biggest. If I can be 80 years old and telling everybody to shut the fuck up, that's funny. There's nothing better than an old curmudgeon. And, I mean, I'm old now, but not that old. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for. from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Rebecca, does he have any kids? I don't know. I don't know anything about this guy. I've never spoken to him. Ever since he called the cops on the little girl next door, I'm like, yeah, fuck this guy. I'm never talking to this piece of shit ever. Chris says, you still won't be as grumpy as your neighbor. I don't think I would ever be able to be described as grumpy and like just being pissed off for no reason. I mean, being on the podcast and being agitated is one thing, but in real life, I would never dream of doing that. I could be wrought with cancer and I'm not going to be pissed off. I'm going to be the happiest guy whose body is riddled with cancer. I'm going to be skin and bones. I'm going to be like fucking Mr. Dachau 2025. And I'm going to be happy as can be. You will never get me down. You will never break my spirit. I swear to God, I promise you that. All right. What else are we talking about today? Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I may be the most popular person when it comes to everyone, the 27,000 members of the REO Speedwagon Facebook fan group. Now, there are a lot of these. That's a very popular band, especially if you look back to their body of work from the 1970s till now. REO Speedwagon. In fact, they're going to be in at Van Andel Arena here in Grand Rapids next week. I got a phone call yesterday when I was doing the Q100 show from a guy I refer to as Mikey Two Times in Harrison, Michigan. I gave him that name because he says everything twice. Q100. Hey, EZ. It's Mikey. Hey, Mikey, how are you? Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. Fine, fine. Chris says, oh, boy. Do they have some pots that need stirring? No, I actually... When I said that, I mean, I really am beloved there. I haven't done anything wrong. I've only done good things to my friends at the REO Speedwagon Facebook fan page. Yesterday early, he says, EZ, I have tipped off a friend of mine to your radio station. I said, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, he's in Pennsylvania. His name is Bob, and he's not really heard anything like Q100, a radio station that actually plays requests and things like that. I said, oh, well, yeah, that's terrific news. So he's listening online. Sure enough, I get a phone call from this dude as he's working. His name is Bob. I noticed right away he has a very strong speech impediment of some type. But I didn't let that. In fact, I picked it up the first ring. Q100. This is Bob. I'm in Pennsylvania. Oh, hey, you know, I was tipped off that you were calling me. I love the radio station, Bob. Well, that's good. Glad that you love it.
Can you play a song for me?
Yes. What would you like to hear, Bob?
Lightning by Audio Beatboxing.
I go, that sounds great. I can't wait to play it. And I hang up. So I played the song. And at first I said to him, I go, so what do you do, Bob?
I work in a factory.
Gotcha. What do?
I make chairs.
Chairs. Excellent.
Recliners.
Okay. You have a great day, Bob.
I do, thank you.
Play the song. Today, I get a phone call from Mikey two times. He says, do you realize what you just did? I go, what are you talking about? I have forgotten. He goes, you remember I told you that Bob guy was going to call? And then I go, uh-huh. And then he tells me, he goes, he is the admin / founder of the official REO Speedwagon Facebook fan group. Like, he's endorsed by the band. I go, really? Yes. And he said he wrote a long post on there. It's been shared hundreds of times by fans of the band about what you did. I guess this Bob was like,
hey, everybody, you won't eat it. This guy played lightning. That song, I have never heard that song on the radio before. This is an incredible radio station. You gotta listen to Eric Clay, the data side of it.
So, he goes, you have won them over with that. So, at about that time, we just got our text line fixed. So then Bob texts in, and now now we're like best buds. That is, of course, until he hears this show. Hopefully he won't. I've made it a hard and fast rule. These audiences don't commingle. There will be no EZ promoting the fucking podcast on the radio. You can listen to the radio. I'll promote the radio station on the podcast, but I do not want to talk about the podcast on the radio station. I don't want people hearing about what the fuck we're talking about here. They think I'm a nice guy on the air. There's a reason why when I started on Q100 and they hired me before listening to the podcast, they said, hang this sign up that says the radio station on your podcast. I go, well, of course. The next day, hey, could you take that sign down? Yeah, what's up? You said cock. Call back. You never listened to my podcast before, did you? No. I was like, oh, my God. Well, you ain't heard anything. Matt says he runs a Facebook group. I'm sure he will never find you. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't think so. Because I think that there's some real wrong side of the hard living line tendencies going on here. Because it's well known that if you are on the wrong side of a hard living line, there are certain technological things that just do not register. I tried to find this Facebook group. There's a lot of them, so I didn't really know where to begin, and I didn't have time to see which ones contain this particular post. So I reached out. When Bob texted, I go, hey, Bob, can you link up your Facebook group and set, can you copy the link and write it in the text? Now, this involves literally hitting share, and then there's a drop down and it says copy link. You do that and it's on your clipboard, either on your phone or a desktop. And then on your phone, because he's probably using his phone to text, and just tap the field on the text machine on the where you would type, and the word copy will pop up. You tap it, and then there's the link. I asked Mikey two times, can you send me the link? And he says, oh, man, I'm technologically stupid. I'm a boomer. And I'm like, I don't accept that. And this same thing with this Bob guy. He doesn't know. He goes, well, I don't know. I can try, but I'm not sure I know how to do that. So I don't think there's going to be any problem with anybody hearing or saying anything I say on here. Matt also adds, Google doesn't service feral dirt people. Bob writes, there's a lot of hard living lines in Pennsylvania. Jeremy suggests he's from Centralia. Isn't that the community that's on fire? Like perpetually? Well, anyway, I'm excited about that. Can't read my own writing. Hang on. All right. So talked about Halloween. That was good. Very successful Halloween. Holidays are now underway. There was a football game last night. There's one moment in particular that we need to park on. First of all, the Jets upset Houston. In this moment right here, this guy back here is Malachi Conley. He's going to get the ball, and he's going to score a touchdown. Watch how this unfolds. Actually, number 14 is the guy. All right, touchdown, right? I don't know if you caught it in real time. Did you catch that? Either as he's crossing the goal line or just before crossing the goal line, he drops the ball. Like, I just scored. Here's slow-mo. You can't see it because I don't have it pressed. Oh, my God. Let me do that again. Sorry, that was a waste of your time. I'm such an asshole. Let's start over. That's a nice looking play. Yes, that ball is out of his fucking hand. Every so often you see this by a football player. And then it's incredible. They always drop it right at... Now, the ball ends up rolling out of bounds. So that means it's the Houston Texans ball.
You got the tickets?
At their own 20. It's a touchback. My God, Linda says, I want to stab players who do that. David, why do they drop it, idiots? Patrick, I don't know how this continues to happen. It's not cool to drop the ball in the one. David goes, what an asshole. Bob writes, wasn't easy just saying something about being technically impaired? So, but the Jets won. Somehow they won despite that. The announcers in that game, Kirk Herbstreit, he's dumbfounded by this dipshit's mistake.
The runner dropped the ball before crossing the goal line. The ball then subsequently rolled to the back of the end zone out of bounds, which is considered an immediate recovery. It is a touchback. It's a first down for the defense.
Wow. There's the ball.
Yep.
There it goes, rolling to the back line. Once that ball hits that white, it's the Texans' ball for a touchback. And
this dude, he can't believe it. He's so embarrassed.
Rookie poorly.
They're patting him on the shoulder. They can't do that. They need to pat him on the shoulder and say, you stupid fuck.
What in the heck is he thinking? Why the urgency for some of these guys to drop the ball before they... Even if it's close, well, finish the play.
This fan.
Absolutely.
Get in the end zone.
You see it time and time again. So the first rush of his career, he'll remember it forever.
Wow. That was his first time he touched the ball as a running play. Scores. I mean, that's going from the top of the mountain down to the depths of hell. Wow. Kuiper says, I bet Jetman was pissed. I should try to get Rob on here. Jetman. Anytime there's anything Jets related, we need to get Jetman on here.
Hello.
Jetman.
What's up, buddy?
Eric Zane here on the podcast. How was Jetman?
Jetman is good today.
Were you there last night?
Eric, that is the dumbest question you've ever asked me, my friend.
Why, of course you were there.
Of course I was there.
You are the biggest super fan that has ever existed. You have surpassed Fire Marshal, what's his name? Fire Marshal what?
Fireman Ed.
Fireman Ed. Well, because Ed got out of the game for a period of time and then came back. You never left.
No, I will never leave my team. Never.
I will never forget. When I was first exposed to your Jet fandom, we were at the office in Tom's River, and yep. Here we are doing radio work. You're wearing a suit and tie, and you busted out a Jets flag and started running on the front lawn of the radio station to show how important this team is. And then I discussed it with your beloved mother about your fandom, and she said, Oh, Robert.
it's been a fun ride. I've been Jetman for 18 plus years, and it's grown into this craziness, and it's just something that I hope I never lose. I will be there as long as I can. And last night was electric, which was just, you know, I had two kids that dressed up as me last night, which was such flattering. Wow. And humbling. It was so amazing. It was these two kids came over to me and they were totally dressed as Jetman.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was a great night. Phenomenal night.
I remember when one time we went to the Meadowlands. So it's me, you, and my old friends, Greg and Chris, and you put on the gear, and then the people are just, you know, trying to get pictures. There's autographs. There's just people are like, your money's no good here. They're giving you beers and food. It was sensational.
Well, What happened this? So this is the first year I didn't do my tailgate. I quit my tailgate because it just became so big. We were getting like 300 people a game, and it just got so big. And I decided to stop doing the tailgate. So now I go to the game, and like last night, I'm walking down. People are like, "Jetman, do a shot with me. Jetman, let's get a beer. Jetman, here's some spare ribs. Here's some." It was just
right.
So I drank more than my own tailgate. It was phenomenal. It was great.
I have a picture on the live stream of you from your Instagram page. If folks want to follow NY_Jetman on Instagram, please do it, because it's one of the most fun spots you can possibly see on that platform. Can you take me back to like 18 years ago, the first time you donned your gear and no one knew who Jetman was, and how far this character has come since then?
Yeah. So it happened. Actually, I lived in New Hampshire at the time, and I went to a Jet Patriot game in New England. And my buddies were like, "Oh, let's go to the game." And three of my buddies were Patriot fans. And all I did was wear a Jets jacket, and I took a flag and I made it kind of like a cape. And I went to the game, and it happened to snow the day before the game. And we go to the game, and we're on the lower level. And when I tell the story, I always tell people I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I was probably pelted with like 1,000 snowballs because it snowed the day before. Like, I was pelted all the whole game. No one could sit around us because the snowballs were coming from the third tier, the second tier. It was just the whole game. I went home. I had welts all over my body. I had it was just insane. I was abused the entire game. And then the following year, my buddies got the same tickets, and they go, "Oh man, Jeff, this guy's not going to wear anything green. You know, he's going to go cognito."
Right.
And I'm like, "You know what?" And I went out and I bought a unitard, and I put some beads on, and my friends came to pick me up, and they're like, "Are you out of your freaking mind?" I'm like, "Let's go, baby." And I've worn it ever since.
My God. Yes. So Jetman started on the road. His career started on the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They were abusive up there. And I'm like, "You know what? I'm going to wear this for every game." And I've been doing it ever since.
As the years passed, you were featured on a Bud Light commercial during the Super Bowl, correct?
Yep. Bud Light was very nice to me one time. I was in it for like 2 seconds, but it was such a great experience. You know, that was like one of the highlights of my mother's life, because she was like, I was in like watching TV with my friends. She's like, "That's my son. That's my son."
Oh yeah.
So, you know, knowing that was national, that was great. So, you know, I've been very fortunate. It's been such a great ride, and I hope it doesn't end ever.
Big win, because that team has been maligned up until last night. I mean, nothing's gone well this year.
No, I always say we're like one of the best teams on paper, but the worst on the field. And that's the way it's been all year. And last night things clicked. I mean, Garrett Wilson made some amazing catches. Aaron Rodgers did well in the second half. I mean, the first half, it looked like the same old Jets, but they turned it around. Defense stepped up. I mean, CJ Stroud is an amazing quarterback. The guy is just crazy. He can scramble. He ran, I don't know how many yards he ran for, but I feel like he ran for 100 yards himself. I mean, he was just great, but we stepped up. I mean, we got it done, which that's what we have to do. That's how, you know, that's how good teams get it finished. So the second half is where we really, you know, shine and got it done. It was great. It was a phenomenal game.
How disgusted was Jetman when Malachi Corley dropped the ball before the end zone?
Oh my God. I was sick to my stomach for two reasons. One, obviously because I want the Jets to score. Two, because the guy, it's his second time he's ever touched the ball in the NFL. Like, come on. Like, the kid was so excited. I felt so bad for him. Oh. But as a Jet fan, I'm like, this is a jinx. This is what's happening to us. Like, that's like something that happens in college. And it happens quite often in college.
Yeah.
Like every year it happens two or three times in college, but not in the pros. So I was just sick. I just thought like, okay, this is our year. Like, this is the epitome of our year.
Right.
This guy dropped a phenomenal play, and the guy drops the ball on the half yard line. Like, oh, it just, I was sick. I was sick to my stomach.
Was Jetman happy, sad, or indifferent by the demise of Robert Saleh?
My thing is this with him. I liked Robert Saleh. I met him a couple of times, really class act, really nice guy. And I was surprised by it, but I always say, there's things that we don't know. Like, there has to be things that we don't know or don't see. I have to trust Joe Douglas. I have to trust Woody Johnson. I have to trust that they see things I don't as a fan. So, you know, I was surprised, but I stand by their decision, and I hope we get a better coach next year.
Jetman would never engage, but does Jetman ever have young co-eds in their early 20s try to get a little too close to Jetman?
Can I plead the fifth on that one? No, I'm just kidding. I will tell you, there's something about the cape that I think does it for women. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think it's the cape. Like, look at this guy wearing a unitard and a cape. Yeah. Women definitely gravitate towards the cape. I recommend to all your listeners, get a cape.
what is Jetman's alter ego, Rob Fulmer, doing these days?
I work for iHeartMedia. I work in New York. I actually have a regular job, as you know, which most people are shocked by because Jetman is not my career. I don't make money off of Jetman. So I work at iHeartMedia, and I do national sales for iHeart.
How long have you been there?
5 years. I've been radio for 25 plus, but right. I've been here 5 years.
How is it going?
It's going well. It's going really well, actually. This is, as you know, you're in radio a long time. It's fourth quarter planning for next year, and I see things getting better, which is great. I think next Tuesday, with the election, I think that's going to make some differences on how things happen, no matter which way it goes. But things are going well. Things are going good.
So I may have known that, but everything I say on this podcast leaves my brain when the podcast ends. I apologize if I've asked you that before.
I understand, my friend. And I miss our days back in the day. I miss those days, man. The Great Adventure story was the best one ever. When we went to Great Adventure, we got in the front row of every single ride. That was a blast. I miss you guys. I miss you so much, buddy.
I would like to come visit. Do you live in the city or out of the city?
No, I literally live 15 minutes to Great Adventure. I live right in Monmouth County, Jersey Shore area.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't realize you, because you've been around the East Coast. But
yeah, I was in New Hampshire. I was in Maryland. I was in Mass. I was all over. But never missed a Jet game, no matter what.
No.
Hours for every game.
Do you take the train to work?
I take a bus.
Take the bus. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back. We come back quite a bit to the city. So, like on a Friday, we'll go out to lunch or something like that.
I would love to see you, my friend.
You know, I work for iHeart too.
I know you do.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're on the email. All right. Okay, big fella.
All right, buddy. You
are the best. Give my best to everybody we know, and onward and upward, and good luck to the Jets.
Thank you, man. God bless you and your family.
Yeah, man. Talk to you. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. Jetman, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy says he thinks radio is going well. He's also a Jets fan. That the brain rot runs deep. Oh my God. You're killing him. Jetman's a goddamn personality. I'll tell you that. He always has been. Doing radio, when you encounter somebody who has kind of like it, that's not often picked up on. Like Robert, if he wanted to, he could be on the radio. He's that good of a personality. Oftentimes, you don't have somebody who can pull off several different aspects. I mean, he can sell it. He can create it. And one of the sweetest people I've ever known in my life. All right. At this time, I'm going to kick out the audience that's enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. But I'm encouraging you to follow me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live if you want to check out the rest of the show. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Go there, subscribe, and get after it. While I'm at it, before I let you go, the audio podcast can be downloaded wherever you download shows. Just look for my name on any podcasting platform and download the audio. Listen at your leisure. And there's also a Patreon. I just posted several Patreon shows, yesterday's Patreon bonus podcast. Not to mention, who are these free beers? I just posted the audio for that and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast where we review Blood Moon, part two. At least the opening scenes of Blood Moon Part 2. We'll do more of that coming up next week. That was a great time. So in addition to that, you can sign up for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for a free trial for 7 days. When you sign up, you do have to put in a credit card payment form, I should say. But cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. Then after the 7 days, you might have just heard that burp. You can go ahead and sign up again if it's something that you want to keep going towards. So there you go. I put a lot of stuff up on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And before I let you go, honestly, 1,400 shows, so kind of like a milestone day for me, that this is the 1,400th time that we have woke up and said, let's do this again. 1,400 shows in the books. Now that's 1,400 free podcasts with an additional 1,400 Patreon bonus podcasts. That's a lot. God, I'm excited that it has, we've gotten this far with it. And I'm still excited every day to look into my tiny, tiny little webcam and scream at clouds with you. So thank you so much. And thank you for supporting the sponsors so that I can continuously do this and progress and make my way through the podcasting landscape and broadcasting for that matter. Broadcasting in general, whatever the format. If you have a business and you would like me to talk about you on the podcast in a glowingly fantastic fashion, please reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. All right. Facebook and Twitch, brought to you by my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can find them at irvines.com, and that is E-R-Vines, E-R-V-I-N-E-S, irvines.com. The place to get your car, EV, hybrid, repaired. They are the best of the best. In Grand Rapids, just a few blocks east of 131 along 44th Street. Call them at 616-532-6600. One of my latest sponsors is Forge 3D. Forge 3D. They print off stuff with 3D printers to make your life easier. They are at the cutting edge of what it is known as additive manufacturing. Some really smart person put that name on it. The major advantages of 3D printing: cost efficiency. When something breaks, you don't have to buy the whole thing. You just have the part that's broken 3D printed. Forge 3D can help with that. Less materials, no need for expensive molds. Ideal for rapid prototyping and small batch production. It's also extremely easy to customize any item tailored to a customer's specific wants or needs. On-demand production. Items can be printed as needed, reducing the need for large inventories and warehousing. Reduced lead times. Compared to traditional manufacturing, 3D printing cuts production time from days or weeks to hours. There's several of the recent creations by Forge 3D that you can check out. Promotional keychains for a local auto detailing company, helping them stand out from the competition. 200 replacement handles for a catering company, eliminating the need for purchasing new serving dishes. What I'm getting at here is a lot of times businesses or just private enterprises or you and I need something printed with a 3D printer. Forge 3D can do that all for you. You can find them on Facebook. Just search out Forge 3D and get started today. So Forge, the number 3, and then the letter D. That is the quickest way to do this, is check out their Facebook page. You can also call directly. Tim, the founder of the company's phone number, is 616-667-7937, 616-667-7937. Reach out if you want more information about what they do at Forge 3D, and welcome them in. And thank you so much for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I was worried because yesterday I pulled the plug on the show and I wasn't able to bust out my sponsorship for Forge 3D. And I'm like, dude, don't worry, I'm going to get you Friday. And he says, yeah, I was watching the show when you pulled the plug and realized you'd pussed out. I'm like, God, don't tell me that. Come on, big fella. Kenny says, EZ also has small batch production. Thank you. Let's see. Maureen says, hey, Kenny, have you been listening? Women dig capes. You might want to get one. Kenny says, capes, huh? Maureen says, yep, per Jetman. Chris says, Forge 3D can make you a ghost gun. Now, I don't know anything about ghost gun manufacturing, so I can't say, I can't speak to my friends at Forge 3D if that is their specialty or something that they could whip out. All I know is that when my friends at Forge 3D said, EZ, we want you to talk about making the promotional merchandising, making the prototypical parts, the replacement parts, go with that. Nowhere did it say ghost gun manufacturer. Excuse me. All right, we are more than 1 hour through this, and I'm still strong. Chris writes, easy. I shared your dentist rant with 4 people yesterday. So relatable. Get on Patreon, everyone. If you missed that, go to my Facebook page and click on the one that talks about that, about the goddamn x-ray machine. Technically, that was a less rant, more about expanding on how glorious the world is now that they have made so many amazing advances in oral x-rays. The idea that now they just put that little bit in your mouth, hold it, and then she steps out, pushes a button, click, it's done. Image right there. Perfect. The old days, you had brain cancer by the time you got out of the chair. Yeah, your teeth look good, but you've got a tumor the size of a beach ball. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't Stop Fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.